Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
And great to have Professor Claire Collins in the studio this morning. It seems like forever that she's come in. She's got a bit of a runny nose this morning. Are you one of those many people who suffer from hay fever, are you?
Only in spring.
I suppose. Thank heavens for small mercies. Yeah. It's apparently the pollen count today in Sydney is mammoth, so it's just going to be red noses left, right and centre.
Well, you know what? That's a good reason to get inside into the kitchen and start cooking up a storm.
A question for you on that. Do you think the cooking programs... I spent a bit of time watching some cooking programs over the weekend. Do you think they've had a good effect on us, but also a bad effect, that they're encouraging people to get back into the kitchen, but they're encouraging people to make it so damn complicated that simple food is kind of going out the window? People just feel like they've got to put this masterpiece on when they do walk back in and rattle the pots and pans.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's part of why we're doing this survey on basic cooking skills. So we're launching today a survey, and we want to find out, can people chop, can they roast, can they bake, can they use a microwave? And the other things we're interested in knowing is, who actually taught you to cook, if you can cook, and how old were you?
That's interesting, because I remember back when we got to high school. What was it called in high school? It was called
home economics.
Home economics, and we had a kitchen obviously set up in the home economics. Yeah. But you hit the nail on the head. Can you chop? Can you cook? Can you microwave? Everyone now doesn't want to chop. They want to go in there and bend their fingers over, and no one seems to want to be able to get it done. They've got to do it a fancy way.
That's right. And that's why we're actually trying to encourage people to go back to basics in terms of cooking. And so you can fill in the survey, and then we're going to use these results to see if there is a gap. Can we come up with some online videos that actually help address the skills that people are missing or address their confidence? But it's really, really important to learn to cook. And the reason for that is we did a survey last year, and that showed that about one in two people actually would like to cook better. So they're watching the shows, but they're not getting the skills.
But it is intimidating, isn't it, when you see someone say, look, dice up an onion, it might be Jamie or it might be Nigella, and they dice the onion at the speed of light, and people go, oh, that's the way it's supposed to be done, but...
No, that's right.
I don't have those skills.
Yeah, well, if you can just hack at an onion, as long as you eat it, that's still cooking. And
beat it to death.
Yeah, and the reason why we're promoting cooking, though, is all this magical stuff happens when you cook. People who cook more of their meals than not, they automatically eat more vegetables. They automatically eat less of the foods that are high in all the baddies, you know, like fat, sugar, salt. And there's more family engagement in households where dinner is cooked and served sitting at the table.
Well, Claire, it's not only that. Over the years, houses have changed. Remember the old days where open plan wasn't something that we had. You'd have the kitchen, you'd have the dining room, you'd have the lounge room, you'd have the bedrooms. More and more people now, the kitchen, lounge, dining area is becoming a centralised area. And if there's a party or you've got friends over, the kitchen is the place where, whilst you're cooking a glass of wine, you have a chat with the family, they might pull up stools to the breakfast bar. It is a real social area, and should be, shouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And that's one way of getting people involved, in cooking, by bringing them into the kitchen while you're cooking. And it can be as simple as start with a young child, chop up the carrots or mash the potatoes or help set the table. All of those things are really, really important. Like I said, people who cook, they automatically save money on what they spend on takeaways.
Yes.
And all of these magical things, you know, just start happening, because when you're cooking, you're thinking about meals. But there are still some key things like planning and writing a shopping list, and we ask those in the survey. And if it turns out that people are struggling with those, we're going to come up with a program that'll point them on how to develop those skills too.
If you want some more information, we've tweeted the link, and you can head to 2NURFM.com and the morning page. Now, you were noodling around the markets at the weekend. What has made its way into the Collins pantry over the weekend, and what are you cooking, more importantly?
Well, when you go to the growers' markets, that means you do actually end up with a lot more fresh produce. Yesterday, I bought these most amazing red carrots. They were so red, in fact, they were black. So last night for dinner, we had a vegetarian lasagna where I layered up all the home, you know, the pumpkin, mushrooms and
eggplant. Did the carrots take over the eggplant colour?
I had so many layers of these red carrots that I wanted to use up that they took over, and they turned the lasagna sheets red, but it was absolutely amazing, gave a really rich flavour. So if you want ideas on what's in season, head to a grower's market. That's really, really important because it makes you want to go home then and chop up all this beautiful stuff that you've just bought, and you're helping the local farmers. But as I said, the key thing is cooking. People want to cook more, but then practicing it by being in the kitchen. You do not have to be a master chef, but you actually do have to cook something and serve it up in order to improve your skills.
Exactly right. Start at the start. You've got to crawl before you can walk in that situation.
So long as you crawl, you still make progress.
And you still eat at the end of it as well. That's which, right, is very, very important. Claire, thanks for your time this
pleasure.
Morning. 2NURFM 103.7.